This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The 56th meeting of the GST Council began in New Delhi today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is chairing the two-day meeting. The Council is expected to deliberate on India's next-generation GST reforms, including rationalization of tax rates and simplification of compliance. Union Minister for State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, Chief Ministers of Delhi, Goa, Haryana, Jammu and Kashmir, Meghalaya and Odisha are present in the meeting. Deputy Chief Ministers of Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Telangana, Governor of Manipur and Finance Ministers of several states and union territories are also participating in the meeting. Talking to reporters ahead of the meeting, Andhra Pradesh Finance Minister Payyavula Keshav said his party will support the major reforms in the GST sector that are being proposed by the central government. During his Independence Day address last month, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had stressed the importance of the next generation of reforms under GST, which will be unveiled on Diwali, reducing the taxes on essential goods and providing relief to the common man, farmers, middle class and MSMEs. On the second day of SemiCon India 2025, Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with experts in the semiconductor sector at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi today. He visited the exhibition and saw various products and projects related to semiconductor. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw was also present on the occasion. Mr. Modi will participate in CEO's roundtable at SemiCon India later in the day. The roundtable will bring together industry leaders from across the globe. They will discuss on India's semiconductor ecosystem and its growth and development. The three-day conference was inaugurated by Prime Minister Modi yesterday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article written by Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw that highlighted Bharat's transformative semiconductor journey, noting that the SemiCon India Summit 2025 marks the continuation of this path. Responding to a post by Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held talks with German Foreign Minister Johann David Wadephul in New Delhi today. Mr. Wadephul arrived in the national capital last night following his engagement in Bengaluru as part of his two-day official visit to India. In his opening remarks, Dr. Jayashankar sought German support to deepen India's relationship with the European Union and expedite the free trade agreement negotiations with them.
We are marking 25 years of strategic partnership, 50 years of scientific cooperation, almost 60 years of cultural agreements, and more than a century of business interactions. Today, I look forward to an in-depth discussion on the various dimensions of our bilateral cooperation. By doing so, we would also be preparing for a fruitful intergovernmental consultations later. It will certainly be insightful for us to hear from you Germany's perspectives on key global and regional issues. We count on your support to deepen our relationship with the European Union.
Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi today said that India blocks derogatory remarks against Prime Minister Modi's late mother were made out of frustration after failing to make inroads in Bihar. Talking to a news agency in New Delhi, the minister condemned such comments and said that no one will tolerate these derogatory remarks. She alleged that the opposition bloc has not even once apologized for it and said that it appears they have no remorse or regret. She added that this time the women in Bihar will give a befitting reply to them. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert warning for extremely heavy to very heavy rainfall over Jammu Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Haryana for today. Talking to Akashwani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jainamani said eastern parts of the country, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh will likely to experience heavy rainfall. In hockey, India will take on South Korea in the first match of the Super 4 stage of Men's Asia Cup tournament at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.